Late last night, it emerged that the Labour Court is to formally intervene in the ongoing pay dispute between Aer Lingus Management and the Irish Airline Pilots Association. A hearing is due to be held tomorrow. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, was outside the court in Ballsbridge in Dublin when the two sides emerged following over 8 hours of talks. Here's what Captain Mark Tighe, president of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, had to say.
We had full afternoon and evening with the Labour Court, where they posed questions to both sides. The company, not only have they indicated that they were not moving off their statement of 12.25%, anything more being financed, they also brought to the Labour Court new demands which the Labour Court had not seen before.
Can you enlighten us on what the unexpected elements from Aer Lingus were?
They call them restrictive practices. Beyond that, we don't know, because the court asked them what they were and they weren't in a position to actually explain it to the court.
What does this mean for the industrial action? Is escalation now paused pending Wednesday?
We have not made any commitment one way or the other on that.
But the ongoing industrial action in terms of works rule, that continues?
That continues as is.
And so the pilot's work to rule continues. Brian also spoke with Donal Moriarty, the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus, and he asked him if progress had been made during the talks.
It was a constructive engagement with the court, and I think the court's assessment was that the best approach that it could take at this time was to formally intervene and conduct a formal hearing, and they're doing that on Wednesday.
Was there movement in your position? Was there movement in the pilot's position from your original starting positions?
Aer Lingus was open to reaching a solution using all avenues available to it for that solution. We outlined those details to the court, and the court has determined that a formal hearing is the best next step to take.
Donal Moriarty there. And late night or not, Brian O'Donovan is with us now. Brian, this formal intervention by the Labour Court, how significant is it?
Well, Mary, I'll give you a quick bit of the legalese. It's happening under the Industrial Relations Act 1990, Section 26, Subsection 5. And what that means is that this allows the Labour Court to intervene in an industrial dispute when there are exceptional circumstances. And yesterday was interesting because they were in there, as you said, for quite some time, 8 hours. And we sort of assumed that because they were in there so long, maybe some progress was being made. But as you heard there, as the two sides emerged shortly after 11 o'clock last night, I think they both gave very different views of how things went. Aer Lingus came out first, actually, and as you heard there, Donal Moriarty speaking about how it was constructive and this would be the best next step to go to this formal hearing tomorrow. But then we had Captain Mark Tighe of IALPA saying, well, very little progress was made at all, really, because he said Aer Lingus wouldn't budge from its position. And just to explain to the listeners what he meant there about the 12.25% being financed, Aer Lingus' position all along has been that if the pilots are to get any pay increases beyond 12.25% already agreed with other groups of workers, it will have to move on things like flexibility and productivity. IALPA has said absolutely not, that its pay increase it's seeking of 24% is linked to inflation and should not have to come with any work practice changes. Any changes, they say, would be tantamount effectively to them having to finance or pay for their own pay increase.
You gave us the legalese there, this formal intervention in exceptional circumstances, but do we have any idea on what grounds now the Labour Court feels it might be able to make a useful contribution here?
So I suppose the question from our perspective, looking at this from the outside, because the Labour Court doesn't comment on these matters in advance and it certainly doesn't tell you what its thinking is. So you do wonder, is it seeing a chink of light where it sees there might be a resolution, or is it deciding, right, these guys are very, very far apart, but let's have one more go at this. Let's have one more crack at this with a hearing on Wednesday. So there's a formal process now that has to be gone through. Both parties, Aer Lingus and IALPA, will have to submit formal written submissions by close of business today. There will then be a one-day hearing tomorrow, and the court will then issue a recommendation. Now, we don't know when that recommendation can come. I know in the past, covering these disputes, it can sometimes take some time for the recommendation to come. One would maybe think that because there's such a pressing issue here, because there's so much damage on the travelling public, and because it is exceptional circumstances, perhaps that recommendation will come sooner. Worth noting, however, though, Mary, that recommendation is not binding. Under the Industrial Relations Acts, they issue a recommendation. It is not a binding ruling. It is up to the parties whether or or not to go with that recommendation, but they are strongly encouraged to do so. But worth remembering and worth noting that the Labour Court looked at this dispute already, and last month the pilots rejected its recommendation. Among those recommendations was a 9.25% pay increase as part of an interim settlement.
Brian, thank you very much indeed. Brian O'Donovan, our work in technology correspondent.